Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Namaskar. According to a recent report, we Indians have paid close to 17.5 lakh crores as taxes. We have actually paid 17,03,242 crores as taxes to Government of India. Now, when we talk about taxes, when we talk about the taxes that Indians pay to our government, a lot of people write back to me saying that, you know what, yeah, people don't pay taxes, all of us don't pay taxes, only 1.9% of Indians pay taxes. First of all, let us clear this myth. It is not 1.9% who pays taxes. It is 1.9% who pays direct taxes, or rather who pays income tax. Almost every person in this country pays taxes. Let me give you a breakup of 17.5 lakh crores that we pay. Okay, out of 17.5 lakh crores, direct taxes, corporation taxes is 4,93,923. Wealth tax is 3,53,173. I'm talking in terms of crores. So 3,53,173 crores. Union excise duties are 2,25,750 crores. Service taxes is 2,47,500 crores. So taxes, 17,50,000 crores that we pay as taxes includes service tax, includes wealth tax, includes direct and indirect tax. So while 1.9% of people may be paying direct taxes or income tax, there all of us, each and every Indian pays taxes. When you go to buy a plastic chappal from your local chappal mart, from your local footwear mart, you pay taxes. When you buy a biscuit, you pay taxes. When you drink a bottle of mineral water, you pay taxes. So every Indian pays taxes. Yes, 1.98% of Indian probably pays direct tax, income tax. The second myth that we carry is farmers do not pay taxes. Wrong. Farmers do pay taxes. The farmer pays taxes on his seeds. The farmer pays taxes on his tools. The farmer pays taxes on his fertilizer. The farmer pays taxes on his transportation. The farmer pays taxes like any one of us. The only thing he doesn't pay is a direct taxes, which is income tax. Rest, he pays every other tax. And you know what? The farmer, unlike a retailer, cannot actually add the cost of the product and then add taxes and then give you a bill with the tax. A farmer's selling price is actually decided by the market and not by himself. So more often than not, and in fact 99% of the time, it is he who absorbs the tax burden. That tax burden is not passed on to the ultimate consumer. So a farmer does pay taxes. Why am I saying all this? I am saying all this is because we've been given to understand that tax that we pay, the tax money that we pay goes into the development of our country. Does it really go into the development of our country? Is the question I wanted to ask today. Let me give you an example. We have companies in our country like the Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, BSNL, which made a net loss of 4,793 rupees in 2016-2017, according to a recent report. We have Air India, which made a net loss of 9,552 crores. We have Mahanagar Telephone Nigam, that made a net loss of 2,941 crores. We have Hindustan Photo, which made a net loss of 2,917 crores. We have got Steel Authority of India, SAIL, where whole world, steel companies across the world is making profit. We've got Steel Authority of India making a loss of 2,833 crores. We have companies which have made losses up to 25,000 crores. 25,000 crores of losses that this company makes has been subsidized, has been paid by the taxes you pay. Our taxes are going to subsidize somebody's inefficiency. We are paying taxes to actually ensure that we cover up somebody's inefficiency. Imagine if BSNL, if Air India, if Mahanagar Telephone Nigam, if Steel Authority of India, if these PSUs would make profits, it would subsidize our taxes. We would pay less taxes. Or if they do very good profits, and if all the companies start doing profits, probably we would pay no taxes. It is not like all our PSUs are making losses. There are companies like Indian Oil. There are companies like ONGCs. There are companies like Coal India. There are companies like NTPCs, which are making reasonably good profits. It is not that PSUs does not know how to make profits. The country, our budgets could have been taken care of by the PSUs. It is a possibility. It is definitely a possibility. Unfortunately, the government of the day or any other governments, they constantly talk about growth with our money. So every time they talk about something which has to be done, the first thing they do is add a cess onto your pocket. It is like telling a sheep, hey, you know what? I will give you a woolen blanket. Till such time, the sheep realizes the woolen blanket that the sheep is getting is actually from his own wool. And that's exactly what the politicians are doing. We talk about getting black money. Good. But in the same breath, why don't we talk about actually making a public sector unit effective? We talk about collecting more taxes. Good. In the same breath, why don't you ensure that every person in a public sector unit actually walks in at 9 o'clock, works till 6 o'clock and does his job diligently? Why can't you make MTNL function like Vodafone or Airtel or one of those private guys? Why can't Air India function like Jet Airways? Why should I bear the expense of Air India's inefficiency and inefficacies? Why does the Prime Minister not stand and say, I am going to ensure that each and every public sector of unit of mine will ensure we make profits. And that profits will ensure that a common Indian either pays less taxes or will pay no taxes. Let us choose a leader for our country who can assure us that he will make ache din for us by ensuring our PSUs makes profits. Our companies makes profits. Our government employees works. And they deliver results. They deliver profits. They are made accountable. They are made answerable. And they are definitely made efficient enough to ensure that they deliver profits. Let us ensure in 2019 that we talk profits and not taxes. Namaskar.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.